In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The God who created is the true God. This is the most holy Trinity. In the beginning, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit created everything that has been made. God the Father spoke the word, God the Son, through whom all things were made. And the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters. He made man in their own image. The first, the old creation, was the work of the most holy Trinity. The new creation is also the work of the most holy Trinity, the one true God. This new creation was born in the darkness of the cross, but fully adorned in the radiancy of the resurrection. There, in the resurrection, we find God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all at work, bringing life into the dying world. That God the Son rose according to his own power is clear from Holy Scripture. He himself tells us, speaking about his body, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up." Our Lord, as fully God and fully man, has power over death and the grave. Death itself cannot hold him, even according to his human nature. Likewise, our Lord says, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself." I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. Our Lord has power to lay down his life and freely suffer for us and die on the cross. And he also has power to take that life up again. He is at work in his own resurrection. But that last passage also shows us God the Father acting in the resurrection. Our Lord takes up his life again out of obedience to the will of God the Father. God the Father willed that our Lord shall rise, just as he willed that our Lord should die. Thus, St. Peter, in the Acts of the Apostle, declares, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree." The Father raised his own Son from the dead. St. Paul expounds on the meaning of this truth when he writes, "If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. The truth that God the Father initiated and willed the resurrection of our Lord makes clear to us that in this way he accepted the death of the Lord, that the sacrifice had been complete, that all had been accomplished. Indeed, in the resurrection of our Lord, we are all declared righteous. We are all justified. The venerable Carl Ferdinand Wilhelm Walther, the father of our synod, beautifully describes that just as much as the death of our Lord was for the sake of all men, so also is the resurrection. He writes, when Christ suffered and died, he wanted to pay the debt that our sins had incurred. God the Father has himself declared by the resurrection of Christ that he will demand no more payment from us. When Christ suffered and died, he offered himself on the altar of the cross for the reconciliation of men with God. When God awakened him, God himself publicly showed that he accepted the sacrifice of his Son and found it of full value. This proves that God is reconciled with us. When Christ suffered and died, God condemned him to death in our place. God the Father again awakened him, who was acquitted by God in the person of Christ. Christ needed no acquittal for himself, for no one could accuse him of sin. Tell me, who was justified in him? Who was declared pure and guiltless in him? We were. The whole world was. God's word to Christ, "You shall live," is applied to us. His life is our life. His acquittal is our acquittal. His justification is our justification. God the Holy Spirit is also at work at the resurrection. He is the life-giving Spirit. As he was the one who filled the dirt of Adam with life in the garden, so he is the one who overshadowed the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Annunciation that we celebrated a couple of weeks ago, to bring God the Son into human flesh in the Virgin's womb, so that we confess in the Creed he was incarnate of the Holy Spirit. So also the life-giving Spirit is at work vivifying our Lord. St. Paul writes, but of the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And this last passage connects the work of the Holy Spirit in the resurrection of our Lord to his work in our lives today. Indeed, understanding the resurrection as a work of the Most Holy Trinity connects it to the ongoing work of the Most Holy Trinity in the church. For as we heard in our remembrance of baptism, we were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There, in the water and the Word, we were given a new life. The Father claimed us as his own beloved sons and daughters. The Son gave us salvation as we are united in his death and in his resurrection, and gives us his own life. The Holy Spirit worked in us the true faith to receive all of this, and work in us the new life, the new creation. Likewise, even in preaching, which would be in vain if Christ had not been raised, God the Father continues to speak the divine word, the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who himself is the content of all revelation. And the Holy Spirit again works in us faith, because we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in him. Finally, in the blessed sacrament of the altar, God the Son, whom God the Father had sent down to earth to become man, comes to us in his holy body, which was given in our place, and his precious blood, which was shed for us. And through our Lord's testament, the Holy Spirit makes us worthy to receive this life-giving treasure, giving us faith in these words, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Tonight, we bear witness to the awesome power of the true God, our God, the one God in three persons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, sins are now forgiven, and we are declared righteous. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, death has been destroyed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we are given new life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we take part in the new creation. Indeed, on the last day, all those who bear the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit shall rise again to eternal life and dwell in praise and adoration of this wondrous mystery forever. Because the resurrection of Jesus is a manifestation of the Trinity, it is fitting that tonight we restore the praise of the Trinity in unity, and unity in Trinity, as we sing the Gloria in Excelsis and the Gloria Patri. Indeed, it is right that we rejoice in the name of the Most Holy Trinity on this most holy of nights, in the words of the Easter Canon of St. John Damascus. All things are illumined by your resurrection, O Lord. And paradise is opened again. All creation blesses you and offers you a hymn each day. I glorify the power of the Father and of the Son. I praise the authority of the Holy Spirit, Godhead, undivided, uncreated, co-substantial Trinity, who reigns forever and ever.